Hi, I'm Sharon Pearson with the Christmas greetings and the seven Jamaican and Caribbean news items you may have missed for the week ending December 25th, 2020. These news items are brought to you by Jamaicans.com. This week's news: opposition party favours extending travel ban due to emergence of COVID-19 mutation. Dr. Maryse Guy, the opposition spokesperson on health and wellness, believes now there is scientific confirmation of a new coronavirus strain first discovered in the United Kingdom, expanded travel restrictions should be imposed by the Jamaican government. The country has already implemented travel restrictions on the UK due to the new COVID-19 strain. Guy says the expanded travel policies are necessary as the new strain has been identified in the Netherlands, South Africa, Denmark and Australia to date. Several European countries have already imposed restrictions on nationals travelling from those areas. Jamaican government receives 650 kilometres of fibre optic cable. Jamaica's local TV providers and the two major toll road operators in the country have donated 650 kilometres of fibre optic cable to the government to improve Jamaica's broadband connectivity. According to Michael Saunderson, operations manager of the Traffic Management Unit at the National Works Agency, the cable will form a portion of the national fibre optic communications backbone and will allow high-speed data services to be implemented among public government facilities. Work and testing has already started utilising the cables, which has been tested from Kingston to Santa Cruz at a bandwidth of 10 gigabits. The national fibre optic system represents part of the government's response to the COVID-19 pandemic. It will be used to connect hospitals, schools, ports, airports, and health centres. The network will also support the introduction of public Wi-Fi hotspots in rural areas. This week's Caribbean news: Development Bank to provide $1 billion to help Caribbean and Latin America with COVID-19 vaccinations. The Inter-American Development Bank, IDB, announced it will provide $1 billion to help nations in the Caribbean and Latin America to obtain and distribute the vaccines to fight the COVID-19 pandemic. The IDB previously committed $1.2 billion to this effort in 2020. According to the president of the IDB, Mauricio Claver Caron, the bank is expanding its support of the Caribbean and Latin America to ensure there is timely access to safe and effective coronavirus vaccines. The bank's announcement was prompted by growing concerns about the serious increase in the number of COVID-19 cases and deaths in those regions.
We're Grace Kennedy Money Service, sir. Connect and connect. That is, sir. Connect and connect. Somewhere in the Western Union. Yeah. Grace Kennedy Money Service anniversary. Grace Kennedy Money Service. I give a chance to three people win a million each. When you send and receive, you hear this. Yeah, man, me want win. Receive or send the money. Connect and connect.
From any location or direct to bank from now until February 28th. Connecting the dots for 30 years. Subject to official rules. Visit gkmsonline.com for more info. Authorized under Section 58.3 of the Betting, Gaming and Lotteries Act.
Are you ready to reach the world with your event, business or product? This weekly news summary is syndicated to over 60 radio stations worldwide. We invite you to become a sponsor today. Contact us at news@jamaicans.com. This week's diaspora news: Jamaican family wins freedom in deportation case. After living under the sanctuary of a church in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, for 843 days, the Thompson family left the Tabernacle United Church and celebrated their freedom. The couple had spent the past 2 years battling the United States government for the right to remain in the U.S. They will now be allowed to seek permanent residency as immigration authorities have agreed to stay their deportation and supported a reopening of the Thompson's case. This week's business news: First direct flight from Nigeria to Jamaica completed. Nigeria and Jamaica are working to launch a regular direct airline route between Nigeria's largest city of Lagos and Montego Bay in Jamaica. The inaugural direct flight, Air Peace, was designed to mark 50 years of excellent bilateral relations between the Federal Republic of Nigeria and Jamaica. Jeffrey Onwuyamam, Nigeria's Minister of Foreign Affairs, was on board the inaugural flight along with a group of government officials and private sector representatives. The group was met at Sangster International Airport in Montego Bay by Robert Montague, Jamaica's Minister of Transport, and other officials. The event is meant to strengthen relationships between the two nations in the areas of tourism, education, and economic activities. This week's Arts and Entertainment News. Shaggy wants Jamaican artists to join Recording Academy. In order to have a say in the voting for Grammy Awards, the Jamaican dancehall star Shaggy is urging other Jamaican musicians to become members of the Recording Academy so that they too will have a greater impact on Grammy voting. His action comes following criticism by some dancehall artists about what they perceive as a snubbing of the musical genre by the awards program. After the announcement that albums by Buju Banton, Skip Marley, Maxi Priest, and Toots and the Maytals received Grammy nominations for 2021, dancehall DJ Popcorn criticized the recording agency for not considering his Fixtape project for nomination as one of the year's best reggae albums. He accused the organization of snubbing dancehall and of being corrupt. However, Shaggy says the Recording Academy is not to blame. It is the artists themselves who must play a bigger role by registering with the organization so they can cast votes. Now for this week's sports news. Champs schedule for 2021 established. In 2021, the ISSA Grace Kennedy Boys and Girls Athletics Championships, better known as Champs, will be held over a six-day period from Monday, March 22nd, 2021, to Saturday, March 27th, 2021. A contingency date of May 4th, 2021 through May 8th, 2021 was also released should another spike in the number of COVID-19 cases occur. The event was cancelled in 2020 due to the coronavirus pandemic. Jamaica had its first officially recorded case of the virus just weeks prior to the scheduled staging at National Stadium. Authorities recognize that restrictions on social gatherings and other health protocols could still have an impact on Champs participation, and several schools have not yet obtained approval to train athletes from their principals. However, organizational efforts for the event are moving ahead, and organizers will welcome schools that are willing and able to participate if a safe environment is established. Thank you for listening to the Jamaica Weekly News Summary, brought to you by Jamaicans.com. You can listen to this podcast again at Jamaicans.com. We invite you to become a Weekly News Summary sponsor. Contact us at news@Jamaicans.com. I'm Sharon Pearson, and you can listen to me on Fridays at midday at TurnItUpRadio.com, on Saturdays from 11 a.m. to midday at TheEnglishConnectionMedia.com, and on Sundays between the hours of 6 and 9 p.m. at e2onair.com for The Conduit Show with Peter G. Remember, the word is power, and there is power in the word.